Good morning, everyone. Today, I am joined by Charlene Howard from the Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Charlene.
Good morning.
This is a very important topic. We're trying to figure out the difference between a credit union and a bank. So first of all, Charlene, can you tell us a little bit about Ambrough Federal Credit Union and the history behind it?
Ambrough Federal Credit Union was originally formed as Texaco Employees Credit Union back in 1935, and it remained Texaco Employees until the refinery shut down in 1985. And at that time, the board of directors decided the best move for the credit union was to go community chartered, and that's when they changed the name to Ambrough Federal, and our membership became anybody who lives and works in the county.
So it was more kind of community made and kind of internally member driven.
Exactly.
So how does a credit union make money different from a bank?
A bank makes money by fees, interest rates, other market items, where a credit union makes their money through their membership base.
So why does a bank have such high interest rates compared to a credit union?
The main reason or the difference, because a bank is driven by its stockholders or its board members, and the money that's made in banks goes to their stockholders, where a credit union, the money that's made goes back to its membership.
I see. So usually in banks, there's more outside entities in a way, and there's more upkeep for the whole system, rather than with a credit union, it's more just for community members, and some of that money makes its way back to the community in a way. So my next question for you, Charlene, is how does a credit union operate? How does someone get on board the board, so to speak?
A credit union board is made up of individuals from the membership, and they're voted in at an annual meeting. And these board members are volunteer. They do not get paid for their service to the credit union. And that being the case, it makes the credit union a not-for-profit financial institution, because again, the money that is generated through the credit union is not paid to board members or committee members. It is given back to the credit union members in the form of better interest rates, lower fees, a lot of free services that we offer also.
So you're telling me more it's a volunteer work to be on the board, whether in a bank they get paid for that service in a way.
Exactly.
Okay. So I guess to point out another difference between credit unions and banks, what all services do you offer compared to a bank?
We offer almost the exact same services as a bank. We have checking accounts, savings accounts, certificates of deposit, Christmas clubs, several types of loans. We offer notary public service for free to our membership, fax services, money orders. We have almost the same services that a bank does.
So you're saying you have similar services, but the money that you're holding that's mine, you're going to invest that back into the community rather than outside shareholders.
Exactly. Our money that's brought in by the membership is loaned back to the membership, and the money that is made off of that in turn goes back into the membership in the form of better rates, better fees, or no fees.
Because of that, you can offer your clients smaller interest rates.
Exactly.
So credit unions save my money while investing that in my community as well. So, Charlene, you don't really hear a whole lot about credit unions nowadays, and to tell you the truth, I didn't understand the difference between a bank before you and I spoke. What's happening to all these credit unions, and why don't you hear more about them?
Credit unions have what's called a field of membership. Our credit union is anybody who lives or works in Lawrence County. Their immediate families and some associations also can join. That means that our credit union is solely invested in our community and our county, because we are Lawrence County.
How many are in our area?
We're the only credit union in Lawrence County, and Ambrough Federal Credit Union is locally owned and operated.
Well, that concludes our interview from Charlene Howard from the Ambrough Federal Credit Union. And wow, I learned a lot, folks. I hope you did too. Stay tuned next time for the business of the day. Have a great day, everyone.